gentlemen, welcome to class number 67 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am Daniel White, the third chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men, in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming, if you will, kings and queens for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men. We are using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCullum, MDiv Truett Theological Seminary, and Charles Garrett, MDiv Southwestern Theological Seminary. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success because my goal is to get you on the ramp. As a young man, you ought to be able to make it from there. Out of respect for you, as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction, not to tell you all of the details once you get onto the highway of success. With God, you can do great things. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and help us to apply it to our lives based upon your holy word, so that we can be successful for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the salvation of the lost, and for the revival of the saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Today, gentlemen, we are going to continue our course in this manner. As we begin this lesson, consider these words from Michael Jordan. Fear is an illusion. A very powerful thought. Let's begin by reading the portion from Letters to Young Black Men, which our lesson is based on. I trust that you are doing well today. I pray and hope that you have enjoyed reading these letters just as much as I have enjoyed writing them to you. More importantly, though, I hope that you will apply these principles to your life so that your life can be a grand success, and so that at the same time you can help others be a success as well. As I sign off for a little while, allow me to leave you with a word from the wisest man who ever lived. King Solomon. He said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Ecclesiastes 12:1. With Solomon, let me encourage you to remember the Lord in all that you do. Follow him and serve him throughout your life, and he will make you prosper, and you will have good success. It will not be easy, but God will see you through. Now please pull out your printed study guide or your digital study guide as we continue our review of these topics. Finally, you must set an example of the believers by your purity. We have already talked a lot about purity throughout this study. Just for a quick refresher, read the following verse and note what it means to live a life of purity. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." In order to call on the name of the Holy Lord, you should have a pure heart. According to this verse, such purity comes from fleeing youthful lusts and intentionally pursuing righteousness. Remember from our first weeks together that righteousness is synonymous to an absence of sin. You are also to pursue faith, love, and peace. Are such passions reflections of your heart? Do you consistently flee the temptations that lead to defilement and seek after a life worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ? As a leader, you are to stand apart in this area. When your peers obsess over things which are sexual, you should stand apart and obsess over that which is godly. It may be awkward to stick out, but such is the fate of those who choose to be the light amidst a dark world. You have worked diligently throughout this entire study. Such commitment does not go unnoticed by God. He is thrilled that you are stepping up to the plate, making a conscious decision to live a life much bigger than yourself. God cannot wait to use you for mighty purposes. However, he will likely begin testing your faith and obedience in small ways. Stay strong, brother. If you are serious about pursuing a life of godliness, be certain that the devil will step up his attacks on you. Do not believe his lies and do not be discouraged. You are already on the winning team. Claim that victory and live a life of confidence. You have no idea what a huge difference you will make in your family, amongst your peers, in your community, and ultimately in the whole world. I would like to conclude with my personal prayer for each young man who has read the book and worked diligently through this study guide. My prayer for you is found in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. I pray that this might be your prayer for your own life as well. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Go out and be a godly leader and serve your King, King Jesus. Dear YBM, dear young black man, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this lesson and other lessons in our next class. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for our time together. Help these young men to grow and to become strong and faithful Christian men who will stand on your word and stand for what is right and glorify your holy name and lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, without being ashamed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl and the host of NBC Sunday Night Football, said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins, and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives. Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.